Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I feel like I need to clarify, as the one that everybody expects to be the cool one on the show, socks and sandals, like slide sandals. I don't wear socks with like sandals.
But who thought you were the cool one?
Well, people texting and saying, Wes, we thought you were the cool one, so don't do the socks. Like, do you see all those? That's why we weren't getting a lot of the secret texts, because people were expecting that I was the cool one.
I saw them all.
Thank you, Chris. You're welcome. See, you're back to being my bromance, bro.
Thank you. What's our secret category?
What's something you'd only do on a vacation? Vacation is the only time to just be my goofy self and run free. Probably never going to see these people I might annoy again anyway. Agreed.
Yep.
Until they're on your plane. And you're like, oh, do you remember when I ran around without a top on? Hi, you.
Oh. I've done it.
What? Yeah.
I've run around naked on a vacation before.
Like?
Naked.
At a place you're supposed to be naked?
No. Going on vacation is the only time I watch Minnesota sporting events on a beach.
Oh, that is true. How fun is that?
Oh, man, to like, I've watched a Super Bowl like at a resort. That is so fun.
They said Minnesota sporting events.
Oh.
No Super Bowl involved there.
You're right.
Only on vacation, I read and drink, but not at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That would be hard to do after a while. Yeah. A couple of drinks and you're like, oh.
I always bring a book on vacation. Never have actually opened a book on vacation outside of on the plane.
Every time I bring a book too, I'm like, this is the trip. And then I'm like, can't stop talking to everybody.
Only on a vacation can I drink all day, all week.
Yes.
That's not for you, Jess.
Today's not vacation.
No, it's not.
I'll only wear a bikini when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, because who cares? Just let her out.
Right.
And we finally got our Christmas vacation booked.
You did.
No, I don't know. That's what somebody said.
Oh, you just said that so like heavily. I'm like, oh, that's good for you.
It's probably because they're thinking, oh, yeah, you can drink all day. Wait a minute. We did book that vacation. Whoop, whoop.
That's awesome. So do we have any more texts coming
in? Yes. Vacations are for extra sexy clothes that I wouldn't wear at home and a Chick-fil-A because my moral compass doesn't let me support a day-to-day, doesn't support them day-to-day, but I give myself a pass on vacation.
Sexy, can I? And chicken.
And chicken. I mean, that's the best part. You can walk back from vacation and truly just be like, I don't ever have to talk about what happened here again.
Ever.
Drink alcohol, wine emoji, anytime, any place.
I mean, is that all you do on vacation? What is the big thing you do, Des? I like drinking, but not that
much. For me, it's just, you just let, just whatever, who cares? I do wear swimsuits I maybe wouldn't wear like here around friends because I'm like, who cares? These people aren't judging me. They don't know me. I eat everything I want. I drink everything I want. Do everything I want. It's just fun.
Better friends is what you need. Friends to not judge you.
Do you want my jelly roll to hang out all the time?
I have always told you I'm a fan of your jelly roll.
All right.
Skinny dipping, unicorn in semi-public places, wearing a bikini and eating and drinking whatever I feel like. Winning right there at your vacation.
Skinny dipping for me is a big thing on vacation too.
Really?
I love it. Yes, it's a tradition at my parents' cabin. Me and my best girlfriends, we always, once it's dark, everyone goes to bed. We run. And we've posted a picture of me skinny dipping before.
It sounds weird, Crisco, but once you're naked in a water like that, you never want to put a bathing suit on in water again.
Everything floats so nice and it's so relaxing.
And you do this slow.
Oh,
I know you're going to make fun of this because it's gross and you don't want to think about this. I've done it. It's the only way I can be skinny. Because then I can say I'm skinny dipping, but it is chunky dunking.
Yeah, I'm a chunky dunker.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, boy. Sometimes I could be naked. You don't even know it.
Eat breakfast every day because we're going to start drinking. Agreed.
Wow. So drinking is the theme of today's secrets.
The thing is, though, with vacation drinking, it's not like you're just getting pounded. Like, you'll start with mimosas or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mimosas move to bloodies. Right. And then you move to, like, some light beers. Then you bring in, like, the fun, oh, I'm in Mexico. Let's have some margaritas. Then you ended up with a glass of wine at dinner. You're sleeping by 10.
Okay. I'm going to do this for both of you. Hi, my name is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I'm just kidding. Do we have any more?
Yes. Laying in a lounge chair most of the day and drinking before noon.
Hey, another good one. We just got outdoor unicorn.
Oh,
that's the best if you can figure out.
How to? Well, you should know by now, Des.
Like in a place where it's, you know, a probes.
Go topless.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Woo!